Good morning, and welcome to the Ask in Faith prayer conference call. My name is Laura, and I bring you greetings from the Beloved Ministries, whose visionary and founder is the Rev. Tell Me Something Good, D. Hill. We continue our theme for the year, Who is He? What is He to You? And we pray the names of God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. This week, we pray the name Christ Messiah. Our key scripture is Acts 2, verse 36, and I read from the New Revised Standard Version. Therefore, let the entire house of Israel know with certainty that God has made him both Lord and Messiah, this Jesus whom you crucified. Anne Spangler writes in her book, Praying the Names of God for 52 Weeks, that most of us are familiar with the title Christ, that we tend to consider it part of Jesus' personal name. But what exactly does it mean? Like Messiah, Christ means the Anointed One. The phrase Anointed One refers to someone who has been set apart for a special mission. This is how the first Christians thought about Jesus. As Israel's Messiah, he was the greatest of all kings, the one called and empowered to destroy God's enemies and extend his kingdom throughout the earth. His mission was to put an end to our deepest troubles, to rebellion, sin, and death. When we pray to Jesus, we are praying to the Messiah, the Anointed One, whose mission involves calling the world back to God through the power of his love. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning. We just thank you for your grace and your mercy, Father God, and for most of all for your love. Thank us. Thank you for getting us up this morning and moving us along the way, Father God. Thank you for a restful night, Father God, for we know that although we can rejoice in this new day, that many are resting on their cooling beds. So, Father God, we thank you. Thank you for life, Father God. We thank you for this day, Father God. We thank you for the blood rushing through our bodies, Lord God. We thank you for our relationship with you, Lord God, for we know that there is nothing that we can do without you, Father God. We know that you go before us, that you go behind us, and you walk beside us, Lord God. So at this So, Messiah, we are just grateful for being in communion, in relationship with you, Messiah, Lord God. We know that you said that if we believe and we ask in prayer, that we would get everything that we need. So we stand on that truth, Father God. We stand on the truth, Father God, knowing that you listen to our prayers, Lord God, and you act on our prayers, Lord God, because we are made in your image, and you want the best for your children, Lord God. So, Father God, we just come today just leading in praise, Father God, for we know that you give to your children as we ask, Lord God. And so just like that leper who came back to Jesus, we're coming back to you, Lord God, with praise, Father God. Teresa Black asked that we lift up these praise reports, Lord God. We are so grateful, Father God, that her brother Jimmy and her brother-in-law Bill had surgeries that went well, Lord God, and we just praise you. We say hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God, for hearing our prayers, Father God. And we continue to pray for their recovery, Lord God, as you mend their bodies together, Lord God. Father God, give them a testimony. Give them a testimony of the power of prayer. Give them a testimony of how you work through the surgeons and the nurses and just the healthcare attendants, everyone, Father God, that you work through them, Father God, so that their bodies can be healed, Lord God. So we continue to stand on this praise support for Jimmy and for Bill, and we pray that continued recovery, Father God. Father God, we are also lifting up a praise report for Teresa Niece Lanicia, who is now in physical therapy, Lord God. And we are just praying for the continual healing and use of her hands, Lord God. So, Father God, we just lift up your name in praise and in joy, just knowing that you hear our prayers, Father God. You said for us to ask, Father God, and we will receive, Father God. So, Father God, we're just crying. We're crying out in praise to you, Lord God. And we're also just asking for additional love and help, Father God, and just focus on Lanicia's job, Father God, that the paperwork, whatever paperwork is that's needed so that she can receive the financial help, financial support that she needs for herself and her child, Lord God. So we're asking that wherever that paperwork is, Lord God, let it fall in the hands of a believer, Lord God. Let it fall in the hand of a person that will push that paperwork forward. Let there be something about that paperwork and touch the heart of that person, or those persons that are responsible for getting this financial support to Lanicia, Lord God. Father God, we pray earnestly for this, Father God. So continue, Father God, to please hold Lanicia in your hands, Father God, and continue to move that paperwork forward, Lord God, so that she can just focus on her physical therapy, Lord God, and not worry about how her bills are going to be paid. Father God, you can do it. We believe that. And so we come boldly to your throne asking for the financial support for Lanicia. Let that paperwork get done, Father God. And Father God, we are just lifting up prayers for Jamie. Jamie is asked that we pray for her brother, Gary Farber, and for Andre Jackson, that both had recent surgeries, Father God, and all having medical procedures, Lord God. So we're just lifting them up in prayer. We ask that you just keep them in your arms, Lord God. Let the procedures of the surgeries go well, Lord God. Let there not be any trouble in the procedures room, in the operating rooms, Father God. Let's work through these surgeons, Father God. Just work through their hands. Let's make sure that the surgeries and the medical procedures go well, Lord God, so that they too can be on the road for recovery, Father God. So we're just praying and lifting up Gary and Andrew. We place them in your hands, Father God, through prayer, Father God, because we know that all good things comes through you. So Messiah, we are asking, we're standing in community, lifting up Gary and Andre and the procedures, the medical procedures, the surgeries that they are going through, Father God. And Father God, we also lifting up Jaden Winfield. This is also a prayer of our sister Jamie. Jaden will be sentenced shortly, Father God. So we're just standing, Father God, just praying for Jaden, Lord God. Father God, we know that we have sinful hearts, Lord God, but we know that that does not stop you from being faithful to us, Father God, for giving us grace and giving us mercy, Father God. So we're just asking, Father God, for your favor for Jaden, Father God. First, we ask that you touch his heart, Father God, and let his heart start mending, Father God. Create a new heart in him, Father God. Create a new heart so that he will know who you are, Christ Jesus. So we're just asking that Jaden finds favor in the courtroom, Lord God. And we're just praying for whatever sentence he does tongue yet, Father God, that he glorifies you, Lord God, that he glorifies you, Father God. We ask that his family glorify you, Father God. We just ask that you continue to hold him in your hands, Lord God. Father God, we're also praying. I'm asking for prayers for my church family, for the Concord Fellowship Church and our pastor, Don Darius Butler, as he continues, him and his team continue to negotiate for a property for our church home. So we're asking for prayers for financial favor, not only from the congregation, Father God, but from the financial institutions as well. Whoever the institutions that the church is working with, Father God, we ask the favor. We ask that you see the mission, that Father God, that you see the vision, that you see the impact that your church can have on the Huntsville community, Father God. So we're just leaning in on you, Father God, in prayer, knowing that, again, all things are possible, Lord God. And Father God, we just continue to love you and just adore you, Lord God. We ask that you continue to just clean our hearts, Father God. We ask that you continue to help us move all of the gunk, Father God, and all the stink that's in our hearts, Father God. Move that, Father God, so that the Holy Spirit can continue to live in us, to grow in us, Father God, to lead us in our day-to-day decisions, Father God. Father God, in glory, we glorify you, Lord God. We continue to ask for your mercy. We continue to ask for your love and direction, Lord God. We pray for our families, Father God. We pray for the families of everyone who's on this line, Father God. Give us what we need, Father God, but please meet us where we are and just show us the way, Lord God, that we can continue to move and grow, Father God, grow in our walk with you, Lord God. For we know our walk is a continual, it's a continual action, Father God. It's not that we become saved and that's it. Day by day, we have to pick up our cross and follow you, Lord God. So we just ask for strength, Father God. We ask for persistence, Father God. We ask that you continue to just be with us as we go through this life, Father God. We ask that you help us to avoid sin, the sinful nature of our hearts, Father God. We ask that you speak to us, Lord God. Let us hear your voice, Father God. Shout to us, Lord God, when that is required, or whisper to us, Father God, when that is what we need as well, Father God. We pray in community. We pray in community that we will continue to grow and know who you are, Lord God. We continue to pray in community for each other, lifting each other's up, sharing our testimony, being that strength for the other person, Lord God. We ask that you help us continue to correct those of us who know you, Lord God, when we do something wrong, Lord God. Let our hearts be open to the correction, Lord God. Let us not take correction personally, Lord God, for we know it comes from you, Father God. But we know that we are made in your image, Lord God, and you want the best for us, Lord God. So, Father God, we not only lift up the families of everyone on this line, Father God, we lift up our pastor, our Rev D as well, Lord God. Father God, she is doing her work in the kingdom, Lord God, and she does not stop. So we continue to pray for her, Lord God. We ask that you renew her strength, Lord God. We ask that she does not become faint in the work that you have given her, Father God. We ask that you recognize her as your daughter, Lord God, who is doing as you have gifted her to do, Father God. We ask that she continues to use her spiritual gifts, Lord God, and so that she will continue to grow others, Lord God. We ask that you continue to just comfort her, Father God. Surround her with saints that will help her along this journey, Lord God. And Father God, we ask that you bless her ministry. We ask that you bless her church, Lord God. We ask that you bless the core members and the guests and the partners of the Love Ministry, Lord God. And Father God, please do not forget us. Do not forget us, Father God. We ask in advance for forgiveness, Father God. We ask for the repentant heart, Lord God. And please remember us, Lord God. Show us your glory. Show us your mercy, Lord God. Just show us your love as we continue in this faithful walk with you. Messiah, 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 that is who you are. And we believe in you. We love you and we adore you. And we lift up this prayer in our Lord and Messiah, Jesus Christ. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you for joining us today at Ask in Faith Prayer Line. Please join us every Monday at 6:30 a.m. as we ask, seek, and knock. Go believing that God has heard us and he will answer. Our playback number is 520-636-4582, and the passcode is 8277806 pound. No worries if you did not get the number. You can go to our website where you can find all the information, and you can actually find the recordings on our prayer page. Please continue to send your prayer requests to our email address, askinfaithprayers@gmail.com. And don't forget to get your prayers in, get the names in for a Father's Day prayer that would be held on this coming Thursday. So get the names in by Wednesday. Visit Beloved website at belovedministries.com for all our events. And I'm going to unmute the line so that we can greet one another.